on this week's Fitness Challenge. NPR's Farai Chidea dribbles, passes, shoots, and scores right on the floor of the Staples Center. She got a lesson in basketball skills from coaches with the WNBA's LA Sparks. This year, the Sparks and the WNBA League turned 10. As Farai learned, it's a meaningful milestone for some dedicated female athletes.
There's nothing like standing out on the empty floor of a major sports arena, knowing you have no clue what you're doing. I was one of those kids who was humiliated on the basketball court. I had no idea how to play, but I was forced in gym class to compete with the girls on the basketball team. A couple decades later, I'm just getting over it. So, heading into this fitness challenge against the creme de la creme of female pro players, I was feeling nervous. Bob Dominguez, the strength and conditioning coach for the LA Sparks, said he'd get me ready to play with some warm-up drills.
What we're going to do is what I want to do with you, Farai, is I'm going to take you through a couple things that I normally do with the ladies. And so what we do is what I call an active stretch, which is actually triggering your muscles in the range of motion that we need them to be in, but also targeting the nerves that work with those muscles, not putting your muscles to sleep, but actually waking them up.
Bob made me sprint, then stop and stretch, then run back to where I started.
So let's go. Here we go. Ready? Go. A little bit more on it, a little bit more. And you want to run on the balls of your feet. Can you hear yourself going tat, 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 tat?
Uh-huh.
On the floor? What you want to do is you want to run really light as a feather if you can.
Okay. Okay? Just on the balls, really.
Right. Now we're going to work some balance. Now we're going to stretch the front part of the leg or the thigh called the quad. Okay.
Okay.
You're going to balance on the left leg.
Okay.
You're going to hold and support the ankle of the right foot and bring your heel of your right foot to the top of your hip. So that's okay. We're working on balance. The thing and the key with athletics is to have great balance. Now you're going to feel the muscles of your foot twitching, your ankle's going to roll back and forth, and over time, you'll be able to hold that steady.
Then came a tough drill with an unattractive name.
Now what we're going to do is we're going to do something we call butt kicks, okay?
Okay.
And what we're doing is we're going to bring our heels as we run up to our hips, okay? So
okay.
We're like kicking ourselves. Okay, as we're running, okay? Ready? Go.
Okay.
So now we're just... And again, the hand action. You want to... Oh, be careful now. Be careful.
That's going to end up in your bloopers reel.
Yes, I almost fell over, kicking my own butt. Next up, I met Margaret Moore, assistant coach for the Los Angeles Sparks. Growing up, she played basketball in the backyard with her brothers. As she reached her teen years, the federal Title IX law mandated that schools fund girls' sports the same as boys' sports. But Margaret was too early for the WNBA.
It's amazing. And I'm so happy and at some same time envious. I mean, I would have loved something like this. All my role models were men. You know, that's who you looked up to and emulated your game after. And I'm so happy for young girls that they can look at our players and want to be like them when they grow up.
One of those players is Lisa Willis. She's a rookie guard for the Sparks. She just graduated from UCLA, and she was a first-round draft pick from Long Beach, California.
To play in the WNBA, you have a sense of accomplishment. And I just want the WNBA to be around for 10 more years, for 20 more years, so that little girls do have something to dream for.
The WNBA has opened the door for young women to play professional basketball, but they shouldn't expect to get paid nearly what male players make. The WNBA season is 32 games during the summer. The season for the NBA is 82 games during the winter months. The average salary for an NBA player is over $4 million. For WNBA players, it's closer to $50,000. In order to balance the lower pay, most WNBA players go and play overseas during their off-season or even work other jobs.
I think that the WNBA will get more attention, but it makes sense that the guys get more money. We play basketball not for the paycheck. We play because we love the game. This is the top level of basketball in the world.
So we're going to put you through some basic drills and get you acclimated to basketball.
Now, was this fair? Coach Margaret put me on the court to do some drills with Lisa. We also recruited News & Notes executive producer Nicole Childers to join the fun.
You ready to roll?
I'm trying my best. I'm trying to stay positive. I'm a little scared right now.
Well, I want to share with you a story I read recently in Parade Magazine, I think it was. A mom started playing basketball with her children just 30 minutes a day, and she's lost like 30 pounds.
Wow.
So it's definitely an activity that has so much fun that you forget you're working out.
That would be great.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, one of the favorite coaches' phrases, get on the baseline. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's go.
Dribbling is to basketball what kicking is to soccer. It's the basic move that allows you to travel back, forwards, and sideways. And of course, dribbling means constantly bouncing the ball as you move. If you don't, it's a foul. Margaret taught me the controlled dribble used when you're close up on an opponent.
I just want you to bounce the ball right now. Push the ball. It's a pushing action, not a slapping action. You're kind of slapping. Push it.
Push
it. Yeah. Let the hand, see how Lisa's pushing it? Push it. Good.
Push it real good. Wait, back to the game.
If you were to dribble a dirty ball, your palm would stay clean.
Your fingers
would be all dirty. Good. There you go. Kind of pound that ball. Much better.
I also learned to speed dribble for times when you've got an open court ahead, plus how to change direction.
Ready? You go. Dribble right. Cross over. Good. Dribble left. Cross over. Dribble right and cross over. Good. Excellent job. Whenever you're playing basketball, if you're going towards the right, you want the ball in your right hand away from the defense.
Okay.
If you're going to your left, and at the end of this activity, you know you're going to play Lisa one-on-one.
I'm scared, but that's okay.
You should be. Just kidding.
Clearly, Lisa had mad skills, and I did not.
Now, I'm going to challenge you on something here. When we dribble, we should work on not looking at the ball. As we get better, watch Lisa's dribble. You can hold the ball. See how low it is?
It's
below her legs. It's a real slanted V.
And now for the moment I dreaded. Coach Margaret and Nicole stepped off the playing field, leaving me just 5.5 feet to play Lisa one-on-one, and she's 5'11".
Oh!
That was a Hail Mary pass. Didn't work.
Try to dribble around her. Do that layup. Oh, right. She blocked your shot.
Oh!
Lisa hits a jumper from the top of the key. Let me set a screen on her, Fry. I got a screen. Go, go, go that layup.
Oh, go this way.
Get that layup. Use the screen. Step up. Oh!
I think we should make this 2-on-2.
So I called for reinforcements. I got news and notes Nicole Childers to join my team. Coach Margaret joined Lisa's team. And then we played 2-on-2.
You better guard Lisa, Nicole. You have the background. She's a WNBA player. I'm just an old coach. Oh, I missed. Shut up. Oh, good rebound. Okay, now you have to clear it. Good, your ball. Good drive, Nicole. Oh, she missed. Oh, gets the rebound. It's really important when you play basketball, you talk to your teammates on the floor while the game's going on.
I wouldn't even know what to say to my teammate.
I'm too busy breathing sometimes, right?
Oh,
yeah! The game winner.
Thank you. Oh, you guys are awesome.
Technically, the final score was 1-1, but they gave us 4 points for every basket we scored and only 1 point for theirs. That's right, on Farai's Fitness Challenge, everyone's a winner, except my knees. They were killing me the next day.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea learning a few tricks of the game from the LA Sparks. By the way, the Sparks lead the WNBA's Western Conference. You can look at the WNBA schedule of games and hear some of Farai's earlier adventures in fitness at our website at npr.org. On the next fitness challenge, eating right when eating out. News and Notes nutritionist Rovinia Brock dishes out literally ways you can make the best choices when dining out.